to WPFW in Washington, D.C.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I'm Auntie Lolita.
And we have an exciting show for you today. But before we do that, we want to give a shout out to the D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities for awarding us two different grants to continue to do the wonderful work we do for children and for the community. So thank you, Mayor Bowser, and also to the commission.
Also, D.C. Arts and Humanities Education Collaborators has been working really hard to make sure teaching artists and performers are at the table as we discuss how best to bring education and arts to the schools in D.C.
Absolutely. And then also, we want to thank the Arapahoe Libraries in Colorado for two recent concerts that they had. They featured us virtually, and we had so much fun. It was, I mean, they were great. The children were wonderful.
Yeah, my sister got to attend because they opened it up to the public, really nationwide. And it really made her day, you know, just watching the kids have so much fun.
Absolutely.
She loved it.
Well, thank everyone for attending. But we're gonna come back to some more of that. But right now, we got to go to our show, because today we're going to be focusing on children television theme songs. Auntie Lolita, what were some of your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. Please don't make me choose. There were too many to name. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to let the music start. We're going to give you a medley of different television theme songs starting right now. Check it out.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Freckle when the fight ends, and that's lunch, and so do many more. Over hill and highway, the banana buggies go. Coming on to bring you the Banana Split Show. Making up a mess of fun. Making up a mess of fun. Lots of fun for
He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, you bet your life's eraser, see it through. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go! He's often flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
You're listening to Weenie Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Together in the bright sunny weather.
Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
Gullah Gullah!
Gullah Gullah!
Not to be a zoo, they're all we need. Now the zoo's
Answer. You asked me my favorite, and I think I have to say, hands down, it's the Jetsons.
Oh, you like the Jetsons. That's fine. That's a nice song. I love that.
Yes, written by Hoyt Curtin and performed by Randy Van Hornsingers, who also perform the Flintstones.
You know, all of them with Hanna-Barbera, and a lot of them I see that they really did a lot of similar songs together, but I do love that song. Now, prior to that, we had Gullah Gullah Island. It was in 1994 and was the first show designed for preschoolers to feature a black family. And it was written by, at least that song was written by, I think the name is pronounced Peter Lorre.
Or Lorai?
Lorai. Lorai, Lorai.
Sorry, Peter. We butchered your name. And prior to that, we had The Pink Panther, written by Henry Mancini in 1963. He also won the first Grammy Award for Album of the Year for his work. Peter Gunn.
Oh, yeah. The Peter Gunn series was great. And the Pink Panther, I played that a lot in my jazz band over in Duval High School. We used to play that all the time. Now, prior to that, we had Mickey Mouse theme, Here I Come to Save the Day. And that's a U.S. Animated children's cartoon TV series that was first released in 1942. And the theme song was written by composer Marshall Bear.
And prior to that, we had Speed Racer.
Go Speed Racer.
Oh, is that how it was?
Well, no, I mean, that's just
okay.
Me having fun.
Written by Nobuyoshi Koshibe and Yoshida Yoshiyuki.
Yes, and then it was rearranged in the lyrics. Who was that by? That was
Peter Fernandez.
That's right.
In the 1960s.
Peter Fernandez, absolutely. And then prior to that, did you hear that arrangement of Superman?
I know. The musicality of these theme songs are amazing.
Incredible. And that was written by John Williams in 1978.
And I have to say, for a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, that's her theme song when she's driving. For some reason, it just makes her go faster.
Yeah, let me know when so I won't be on the road.
And prior to that, we had Tra-La-La song, One Banana, Two Banana.
That's right. That was from Banana Splits, for those who remember.
And then by Mark Barkin and Richie Adams in 1968.
Yeah. And then after that, we had the song Peanuts, written by Vince Guaraldi. It is actually called Linus and Lucy, but it's known also for the original Charlie Brown series, because it was a very popular song during the time based on the success of the Peanut Gallery of the Howdy Doody Show. And so they came up with their song, but Charles Schwartz, who was the creator, Charlie Brown, never liked the word peanuts. And so eventually he dropped it and this became good old Charlie Brown.
I didn't realize that was a derivative of the Howdy Doody show.
Yes.
I guess it was before my time. So how would I
know? Well, a derivative, but mainly they just simply liked the
or
name.
Or spinoff. Yeah,
and they just used the name because it was popular.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, I think what we have is Uncle Devin's favorite, the Flintstones.
Flintstones, yes. Love it.
Yeah, when the Flintstones started airing in 1960, it was aimed at an adult audience, as I think many cartoons were back then. Mm-hmm. It was the first animated show to air in a primetime evening slot. It was also heavily inspired by another sitcom about a sarcastic couple and their neighbor friends, the Honeymooners.
That's right.
Yeah, this song was written by Hanna-Barbera composer Hoyt Curtin in 1960. He focused on the under 12 scene and wrote other songs such as Rough and Ready, and To the Smurfs.
And the Smurfs, that's right.
Yeah,
I always loved
the Smurfs. I know. Yeah. I think I was a teen then, but I still love the Smurfs.
Yeah, the Smurfs were great. And then prior to that is one of my favorites, Reading Rainbow, originally sung by Tina Fabrique, but later sung by Chaka Khan and written by Steve Horlick, along with Dennis Neil Kleiman and Janet Weir in 1982.
Kicking off the show was ABC, the Jackson 5, a combination of their song ABC and I Want You Back. And that show was really historical because it was the first time that a animated children's show featured black children or black families, period. So
definitely not in a stereotypical way either.
Exactly.
That was powerful. That was one of my favorite shows. And it was just, and of course, it was just the Jackson 5 Motown sound too. So I loved it. Well, look, let's continue. We're going to open up with one of my ultimate favorites, The Muppet Show. And we're going to give you a Muppet Show mega mix. And it's going to have three of the songs that come out of the whole Muppet series. See if you can tell what those three songs are here on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Tonight. da di dum do do di do di do. A da dum dum di dum di dum 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 do di di do. Take the kids away, worries for another day. Let the music play down in Battle Rock. Hey, look, a Fraggle!
No, get out of here!
Yo, bless up, it's Aaron Nigel Smith, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW.
We may be young and not full grown, but we have problems of our own. Kids are people too. Oh, wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo. And though we're small, we do our best to do our thing just like the rest. Our people too.
Yes, they are.
It isn't easy going all day, winning and losing in the games that we play, doing our homework, learning in school, and trying to live by the golden rule. And so we hope you'll understand and try to lend a helping hand. Kids are people. going all day, winning and losing in the games that we play. Doing our homework, learning in school, and trying to live by the golden rule. And so we hope you'll understand and try to lend a helping hand. Kids are people. People too.
Seatbelts, everyone! Please let this be a normal field trip with a friend.
No way!
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know, you see an octopus in my neighborhood. Surfing on a sine wave, swinging. Come on in and don't be shy.
Come on.
Just to make your day complete, you might get baked into a pie
on the magic scuba.
Step inside, it's a wild ride.
Come on,
ride on the magic scuba.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor. I'm glad we're together again.
Good morning, little people.
Good morning, Sonny.
All right. Madison.
Begin.
Eddie.
Go, Reza.
Tamika.
What up?
Cam.
Right here.
Right here.
Philly Phil.
Yeah.
LaDee. LaDee.
You wanna take them?
Hey, Sonny, can we take them to the bridge? Huh?
just like we rehearsed it. One, two, one, two, three. Here we go. Stay cool, now stay cool. Let the music do all the talking. Yes, Madison.
Excuse me, but the radio people don't play songs without words anymore.
Yeah, I know. But don't you worry about that. As long as it's jamming, all the cool people will play it.
Ah. Hey, Lil D, how you like my new electrophonic bass thingamajig? I just made it here.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, remember lesson one.
Be yourself, cause no one else can. Take your seat at Cool School.
That's right.
Class of 3000. Be yourself, cause no one else can. Do that thing like you do.
Right again.
Class of 3000.
And always remember to let them know where you come from, just so they know.
Bang it, bang it, bang it, bang it, bang it.
I'm gonna need some thunder and lightning out them drums.
All right.
Let's take them home.
I can't buy you funk, that's for sure. Man, that's a fun one. That there was Andre 3000 with the hip-hop group Outkast, and that was the Class of 3000, which premiered from 2006 to 2008, had its own cartoon, and it was, and I didn't really watch much of it. I have to admit, I have to go back and look at it now, but I love the music, and we play it all the time on We Nation Radio.
Yeah, and I wish it was around, you know, back then for us.
Exactly.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, exactly. And then before that, we had Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, one of our favorites, one of the all-time classics that aired between 1968 and 2001, and that was his theme song, Mr. Rogers, There's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Just before that, we had Scooby-Doo. It was performed by the band Simple Plan and is written by Richard Dickerson and Gigi Moroney.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's a very memorable one.
Yes. As is The Magic School Bus, which was composed by Peter Lorre and performed by several different artists, including Little Richard, Lily Tomlin, Amos Crawley, and Lisa Jai. And it was originally recorded in 1994.
SpongeBob SquarePants, produced by Albie Hecht, Emily Whitman, and Steve Hillenburg, first premiered in 1999.
Oh, yeah. And then you had Wanda-rama, which was sung by the host Bob McAllister. And this show was a long-running children's television program that appeared on the Metro Media-owned stations from 1955 to 1986. Kids are people, too.
That's a long run.
It really was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And prior to that, we had The Backyardigans, a Canadian-American musical preschool TV series that premiered in 2004. The music was composed by Douglas, I guess, Weiselman, and the lyrics by McPaul Smith.
All right. Yes, and I'm sure everyone is familiar with Batman, written by jazz composer and arranger Neil Hefti in 1966, a very popular song that only uses one word, Batman.
Yeah. I never realized that before.
Yes. And then my favorite, we talked about the Mega Mix, the Muppet Show Mega Mix, which this was done by the Little Apple Band, which I love how they did this. And I don't know if you heard the three songs, but it was the Muppet Show theme song, Sesame Street, and Fraggle Rock.
And we can't mention children's show theme songs without talking about Schoolhouse Rock. So we're going to give you their theme song along with one of their hits.
Your body grows big.
The life must go.
Junction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, Junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, Junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And, but, and, or, get you pretty far.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, the growth in or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please. Up words and phrases and clauses and complex sentences like in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, Junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, Junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
The Doodle Bops!
goes beep beep. Just step aside or you might end up in a heap. Roadrunner runs on the road all day. Even the coyote can't make him change his ways. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. That coyote's really a crazy clown. When will he learn that he never can mow him down? Poor little roadrunner never bothers anyone. Just running down the road's his idea of having fun. Do do do.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea. Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
Could you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
It's Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, a land of make-believe. Won't you ride along with me?
Ride along.
It's Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, so much to do, so much to see. Won't you ride along with me?
Ride along.
I've got lots of friends for you and me. In this land of make-believe, a funny face on every street, just waiting to greet you. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor in Daniel Tiger's neighborhood.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
In this world appear and break the laws that place you here and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog. Whose hearts are filled with greed and rob and steal from those who need to. Right this wrong with blinding speed goes underdog.
She sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina. She's a sneaky fingered filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me
where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
I feel that soul is south of me.
She go from Nashville to Norway, by air to Zimbabwe, Chicago to Czechoslovakia,
San Diego.
As Matt Wilson says, it's time for us to go, but we got to quickly share with you the artist that you just heard.
Yes, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego by Rockapella from 1991.
And then before that, we had Underdog theme song written by Chester Stover and others back in the 1960s.
Prior to that, we had Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which was a spinoff of Mr. Rogers, and it was composed by Fred Rogers and others in 2012.
Then we had Flipper, a story about the heroic dolphin, and that was in the 1960s, written by Henry Vars, and the words was by William D. Dunham.
Prior to that, we had the Roadrunner theme song, which was written by Barbara Cameron in the 1960s.
And then you had the Doodle Bops, from that show that lasted between 2005 and 2007. Wonderful song.
And that was a funky song,
too. It really was.
Before that, we had Inspector Gadget. The original theme song was composed by Shuki Levy and Chaim Saban.
And then we had the chorus like we opened up with Bob DeRoe with Schoolhouse Rock and Conjunction Junction.
We owe a huge thanks to our We Nation community when Uncle Devin put the call out to say, hey, what was your favorite children's theme song? And you know what? Chat with your children and your grandchildren and maybe even some of your great-grands to see what some of their favorite theme songs are. We can have a round two.
That would be fun. We need to have a round two. So let us know. Bring them songs in because there's so much more music out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, just email us your suggestions at music@wenationradio.com.
Or go to any of our social media tags at We Nation Radio with two E's. And you can reach us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and let us know your thoughts.
What do you think about even including some of these on WeNationRadio.com?
Yes, we would love that.
Yeah, so don't forget, that's where you can go to listen 24/7.
Well, speaking of listening, don't go anywhere. I want you to stay right there and get ready for Donald Temple's Lovethology for some wonderful music. We always love sitting back and relaxing to it. And just remember, always, that life is a drum.
So beat it!
This is brought to you by the
Uncle Devin's Show.
You're listening to WPFW FM in downtown Washington, D.C.